Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this word, Lord, as we go into the heart of Paul here and we see his attitude to various trials, his attitude of a new creation. Old things have passed away, so he doesn't fall into despair and into grumbling. He falls into your wonderful arms, your wonderful love, your wonderful provision of the new covenant, Lord. So bless us with this understanding and encouragement in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 11, verse 26 to 29. Many times on journeys, exposed to danger from rivers, danger from bandits, danger from my own countrymen, danger from the Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger on the sea, danger among those posing as believers, in labor and hardship, often unable to sleep, in hunger and thirst, often driven to fast because of lack of food, in cold and exposure without adequate clothing. Besides those external things, there's the daily, inescapable pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak, and I do not feel his weakness? Who is made to sin, and I'm not on fire with sorrow and concern?
Yeah, so sure. You can see Paul, you know, as a, it's like when something new comes, and this is, he's a new creation. He's one of the first fruits of this goodness of God that has come to this earth. And so he's been tested in so many ways to show the goodness of God, the capabilities of this new goodness that has been made available. So there's lots of things he goes through. And it's just wonderful. The word makes it clear to us. I think of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, where it talks about we've got a God of all comfort and a God of all mercy. But this God of all mercy and God of all comfort says that we will go through things. And Paul points out there was times he despaired unto life. But praise God, God came and helped them, and he will always help us. So what we see here as new creations, we like motor cars, but we're not just normal motor cars. We like a very new special motor car, a special 4x4 motor car that can engage a gear that can take us through any terrain that we are in and that we can go through, that we can overcome. He prepares a table for us, and that table is his provision. And I think of Paul when he got the call to go to plant the Philippian church, the church in Philippi in Macedonia. And he goes. And what happens, he's got the leadings of God in this, and he goes and they put out a spirit, a bad, wrong spirit, a deceiving spirit, and they get beaten and they get put into chains and they get thrown into prison. But what happens? God quickens Paul. Amen. You will go through the fire. You will go through the waters, and they go into turbo gear. They switch into count it all joy when you face various trials. And they praise the Lord, and they sharing the gospel to everyone there in prison. And what happens? God comes through. An earthquake comes through. The whole place rattles. All the prisoners are set free. The warden comes in there and he despairs because his prisoners are free. He would die. And he sees they're all right. And Paul ministers to him, and him and his family get saved. So guys, be encouraged. Amen. We've got a God that is sufficient. Amen. Count it all joy when you face various trials. Turn on your turbo. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness and see the salvation of our Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.